Good morning. How you doing out there? Welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims Pickett on WGH Talk. So glad to be here with you today and share some things with you that we are doing on my show today. I will be talking about the month of March, which is new. Also, I will be giving some other things. Information to you this morning. But let us start here. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. And not only that, you can download an app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search wwgh1071.com. Or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments regarding our show that we will be having. Okay, today is March 2024. Okay, now let me share with you some things. Darkness at midday over the Ohio County, not since Tecumseh. This is in reference to the eclipse. History. Thomas O'Grady, astronomy instructor at Ohio University since 1984, will share the dynamics causing solar eclipses, subsequent eclipse expeditions, some history linked to the eclipse of 1806, and a few stories about war and peace associated with this unique celestial phenomenon. This will take place March the 13th at 7 p.m. Where? At Tri Rivers Auditorium. Where is that located? 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road in Marion, Ohio. This is being supported by the Marion County Historical Society. The 1806 eclipse has gone down in history as Tecumseh's eclipse. Okay, so that's going to be interesting. Well, that's over, isn't it? March the 13th. Wow. Well, I did announce that last week, so this is over. Sorry about that. Okay, March is still here. And March is named for the Roman god of war, Mars. This was the time of year to resume military campaigns that had been interrupted by winter. Why do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Now, that's going to be on the 17th, so that's going to be Sunday. Who was the real St. Patrick? Why are shamrocks a symbol of this day? Enjoy St. Patrick's Day history, legends, and lore. I need my glasses. I'm squinting. I found them. Okay. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day of 2024. This year, St. Patrick's Day will be observed on Sunday, March 17th. Although the holiday originally started as a Christian feast day celebrating the life of St. Patrick and the spreading of Christianity to Ireland, today it is a day of revelry and a celebration of all things Irish. Don't forget to wear green. When is St. Patrick's Day? St. Patrick's Day is officially observed on March 17th each year. Though celebrations may not be limited to this date, the significance of March 17 is that it is said to be the date of St. Patrick's death in the late 5th century, circa AD 493. St. Patrick's Day dates up to the year of 2027. We already know that 2024 will be March the 17th. I guess it's always on the 17th, right? But the day may be different. 2025, it'll be on Monday, March the 17th. 2026, it will be on Tuesday, March the 17th. And 2027, it will be on Wednesday, March the 17th. Who was St. Patrick? Was he a real person? I think I better contact, look at my notes. Maybe I did get a, no, I guess I didn't. Let me see what his name is. He was supposed to be on my show today for 2 hours. He hasn't contacted me. And of course, can I think of his name? No. Give me a minute. What they talk about Alzheimer's, what it is that you can't remember. Oh, give me a minute. Yeah, because he's supposed to be here, even though I will finish my March thing. Yeah. Well, let me go on my calendar then. 14th. Fred Malone. Okay, Fred, where you at? No dead space on the radio. Not trying to, but I have to see what happened to him. Yeah. F-R-E-D. There we go. We'll try that. Okay. We'll see if he'll call, answer that phone call. We'll see what's going on with him today. Although I can carry on if I need to. Who was St. Patrick? Was he a real person? St. Patrick is a patron saint and national apostle of Ireland. He is credited with successfully spreading Christianity throughout Ireland, hence the Christian celebration of his life and name. Okay. Well, maybe he's on his way, hopefully. Alrighty. Was there really a St. Patrick? Definitely. However, there are many legends about him that mix with the truth. Did he play a large role in spreading Christianity to Ireland? Yes, absolutely. Did he really drive all the snakes out of Ireland? Probably not, since snakes weren't native to Ireland to begin with. In any case, St. Patrick's impact was significant. Significant. Enough to warrant our modern-day celebration. Here's a bit about St. Patrick himself. A young St. Patrick finds God. The man who would eventually become St. Patrick was born in Britain, part of the Roman Empire at the time. As Maewan Sacat, at the late 4th century, his family was Christian, but it said that Maewan himself was an atheist throughout his childhood. That would change at age 16 around AD 400 when Maewan was kidnapped from his home on the west coast of Britain by Irish pirates who proceeded to carry him off to Ireland and force him to work as a shepherd herding sheep. After 6 years, he escaped his captors, walking nearly 200 miles through the Irish landscape and convincing a ship to carry him with them back to Britain. This harrowing experience certainly had an effect on Maewan, who was convinced it was the Lord who protected him and delivered him safely home. Upon returning home, Maewan received his call in a dream to preach the gospel in Ireland of all places. He spent the next 15 or so years in a monastery in Britain, preparing for his missionary work. When he became a priest, his name was changed to Patricius, and he returned to the land of his captors, to begin his teachings. Although some Christians already lived in Ireland at the time, the country was largely pagan, so spreading a foreign religion was not an easy task. Patricius traveled from village to village to share the teachings of the Lord and was successful enough to eventually found many churches there. Why is the shamrock associated with St. Patrick's Day? People wear a shamrock on St. Patrick's Day because legend says St. Patrick used its three leaves to explain the Holy Trinity in his teachings. The Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Spirit as three divine persons who are one divine being, God. The truth of the St. Patrick legend, however, is in question as there is no direct record that the saint actually used the shamrock as a teaching tool. Note, the symbol of St. Patrick is a three-leaf shamrock, not a four-leaf clover. However, long before the shamrock became associated with St. Patrick's Day, the four-leaf clover was regarded by ancient clefs as a charm against evil spirits. In the early 1900s, O.H. Benson of Iowa School Superintendent came up with the idea of using a clover as the emblem for a newly founded agricultural club for children in his area. In 1911, the four-leaf clover was chosen as the emblem for the National Club Program, later named 4-H. More St. Patrick Day facts, fun, and folklore. Blue was the color originally associated with St. Patrick, but green is now favored. The first St. Patrick Day parade in the American colonies was held in New York City on March the 17th of 1762. St. Patrick's Day is the traditional day for planting peas even in the snow. Cabbage seeds are often planted on St. Patrick's Day too, and old-time farmers believed that to make them grow well, you needed to plant them while wearing your night clothes. Joke of the month. Why should you never iron a four-leaf clover? You don't want to press your luck. Ha 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 ha, is that funny? Yeah. On St. Patrick's Day, the warm side of a stone turns up and the broad back goose begins to lay. Oh my. How do you like that synopsis about St. Patrick's Day, which will be held March the 17th? You know, I love this almanac that I got for the whole year. And it talks about certain holidays for each month that comes up. It's the Old Farmer's 2024 Almanac. Robert B. Thomas, founded in 1792. And it has a lot of facts in there about different things, but who is Robert B. Thomas? He is the founder of the Old Farmer's Almanac, and he lived 1776 until 1846. In 1792, Robert B. Thomas, a bookseller, school teacher, and amateur astronomer living near Boston, Massachusetts, began a North American institution where he published the first issue of his Farmer's Almanac. The word old was added in 1832. He soon distinguished his almanac from all others, writing in one of the early issues, "We must strive always to be useful with a pleasant degree of humor." That timeless formula has made the Old Farmer's Almanac an indispensable reference for generations of readers. Today, this almanac is owned and produced by Yankee Publishing of Dublin, New Hampshire, and is part of a family of products that extends its welcome and reach to readers. With the Old Farmer's Almanac, the biennial Old Farmer's Almanac for Kids, the annual Garden Guide, the Vegetable Gardener's Handbook, and Flower Gardener's Handbook, Comfort Food, Reader's Best Recipes, and Best Everyday Recipe Cookbooks, Full Color Gardening, Weather, Moon, Country, and Other Calendars, the extensive website, almanac.com, and a widespread social media presence. You know, I remember my auntie used to always have a Farmer's Almanac book, and I'm talking about when I was like a little girl, more than 50 years ago. So people have relied on the Farmer's Almanac, even for day-by-day weather, you know, when to plant your crops, you know, when was, like it says, he was celestial, so he was a star studier, star gazer, or into astronomy where they would go by signs, you know, to get things done. So that's nothing new. Astronomy has been since the beginning of time, sun and the moon and the stars, and also the almanac was soon after that. Sorry about the March 13th Tecumseh, but I did announce that last week when I was on the air. But this took place the 13th, so that would have been yesterday. Yes, that would have been yesterday. Okay, so let us move on this morning and see what else we can get into. I need to share with you those who faithfully support the Voice of the People, and I would like to start with you, those of you who faithfully listen to a Voice of the People. If it is your first time, I pray it will not be your last time. Also, along with you, Chappie's Hydraulic Hole Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-282. Again, 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. They have been talking about no free produce, but guess what? Free produce begins in April the 20th of 2024 at Logos Christian Ministries above mentioned address. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Not only that, they have a wellness fitness walk area campus adjacent to their sanctuary, which is open to the public. Just respect their property. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union's County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. Like I was saying, my guest today was supposed to be Fred Malone. But he hasn't called. So I really don't know what happened there. I also love to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought may lead us into more conversation. So let's see what it is. I saw it this morning. The illusion of dependency. The more a person depends on a pattern of thinking, a particular person, or a particular role, the more there is fear of loss. The security created by dependence is illusion. The reality of life is that anything external to ourselves can at any time vanish. What will we do then? Where is our life's anchor? If it is not within, we will suffer. The illusion on dependency. And the reason why I said it will bring us into more conversation, and I'll give you the number here once again. That number is 740-383-9944. Because I want to talk about growing up and becoming an adult. Because when we come into this world, we are dependent on who? Mom, dad, sisters, brothers. While some mothers breastfeed. Okay, so that is our supply of food. And caregiver as an infant. You know, dad helps mom. Sisters, brothers helps dad help mom with the baby. Okay, so you're getting older. You become, you know, you have to go through your stages of crawling and walking and being potty trained. And next thing you know, it's preschool, right? And then it's like going to regular school. So, but you're still dependent on them because they have been there your entire life, right? So how do we break that dependency upon our parents? Now, I'm not saying this because I expect people to just turn their children out at an early age and say, well, you're on your own. No. We also need to continuously lead them and guide them into their own dependency. Hold on. Hello?
Linda, did you get my message this morning?
No, Fred, I did not. I am so sorry. That's okay. I'm sorry, but I'm glad you're doing better with your foot.
Well, thank you much, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Right. Got you down.
Okay. Right.
Thank you, Fred. You know, that's what I get for sometimes having my phone on, mute at night. Because you're trying to sleep. You don't want all these people calling in, waking you up, and things like that. So that's what happened with that. But you know, the show must go on because, you know, I'm glad he's, sorry he had to have surgery, but I'm glad that he's doing okay. And now I'm trying to look and see when he called me because I do not see, oh, suspected spam. I don't know why it would come as a suspected. You know what is? I don't know why they deem certain numbers a suspected spam. I just don't get that. I just do not get that. But okay, let us move on with the thought of becoming adults and not being so dependent upon our parents. And you know, it's really a thing. It's either you depend on your parents too much or you leave the nest too soon. And no one can really help give you any wisdom because your ears are closed to it because now you think you know your own way. Well, I feel like I can go do what I want to do. Yeah, but you just don't have the equipment, the mental equipment that you need to go out there and be an adult. What am I talking about? The wisdom, the know-how, the strength. Not only that, the temperance, self-control. All these things you need to go out in the world and to become an adult. Right? Right. Because if not, you can have a lot of falling on your butt experiences. Falling on your face experiences. You know, not getting what you need. Because the life is just not like you think it is. It is not a fairy tale. Life is real. It is real and it has real consequences, right? Okay. That we've covered depending on a pattern of thinking. Okay, so a pattern of thinking. What does that look like? What does that sound like? Let me write that down. A pattern of thinking. Pattern of thinking. Then we'll go to a particular person or role, which I think we kind of covered that with mom, dad, sisters, brothers being in our lives from the time of us coming into this world, and particular person or role, the roles that they play in our lives. The more there is fear of loss. Okay, the fear of loss is when you're separated. Now, it's time for you to go out and be your own person. It's time for you to go out and make a living for yourself. It's time for you to go out and meet the world. And you need to be equipped. There is. Okay, we'll talk about being equipped also, okay? How do I become equipped? Then we'll talk about security. Created by dependence. Is illusion. Okay, so we will talk about how to be equipped. All right, let me see. How to be equipped for independence Okay. How to be equipped for dependent living. Life skills are the building blocks of happy and productive lives. Okay, so when I leave my parents and I've gone through school and I've graduated, I may have been a part of programs that are in school, which I have still dependence on teachers and leaders. Not only that, my fellow students who have like interests, you know, they may go out for sports, you know, they may take up a trade, even like Tri Rivers, like 10th, 11th, and 12th grades. And now they have it set up now that some students can go to college and start beginning on their college credits, which is also something that they get from Tri Rivers. Okay, so you're still in a system and you're still depending on other people to help you reach your goal, to help equip you to face this world alone. You know, they say like every man for himself and God for us all. Because when you get out there, it's not going to be, well, my friend, they going to be there, you know, and we're going to hang out and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Now, they have to create their own life. They have to create their own happiness. They have to create their own wealth. They have to be able to do what you need to do. And not be dependent on other people to supply it for them. It's okay to have a friend here and there. It's okay to be a part of a group, a political group, or say a woman's group or sports team. You know, some guys get together for a sports team. Some men go golfing and things like that. And that's okay. But still, when you leave those people, then what? Your dependence cannot be on them. You have to become your own man, your own woman. You have to do that. Some things we do pick up from other people. And I tell my children and grandchildren, you know, take the good and leave the bad. Right? Because there's good in everyone and there's bad in all of us. It might not be the way to go. It might not be the person to follow or to pick up their habits. And that happens too. When you're around a person for a long time, you begin to pick up their habits. They begin to pick up yours. Okay? So, how do I equip myself? All right. Supported apartment living. Transition programs. Reside in fully furnished apartments. What's that about? Let me see. Planning and attending social activities, cleaning and organization supports, individual and group cooking instructions, financial budgeting. I guess you could take classes all on these things. Right. Engage in productivity, exploring and connecting within the community. Ensure a high level of health and safety within one's living environment and the community. Build life skills, competencies and routines to support interdependence. Okay. CIP life skills. Competencies for students to practice and generalize within their own households. CIP students receive individual individually tailored independent living services within their residents based on their unique needs. Now, everyone, we all have needs. Independent living program. How to be equipped for independent living. That's not exactly what I want right now. Yes. They're talking about seniors. And seniors have a problem with that too. You know, after they get a certain age, then they can't really take care of themselves. And they have to be taught to do that. It depends on their needs, wherever they may find themselves, you know, after you've lived a life and here you are. Oh, wow, where's my family? Where's my friends? I'm here all alone. I don't know what to do or how to do. It's just some of those things that we deal with and we go through. And okay, let me see. How to promote independent living. I want to give you something that's really, really good. Well, a five-step program. How do you promote independent living skills? Okay. Why don't I put five steps? That always works. Five steps to independent life skills. For young adults. Step up to social connection. How does that sound? Well, here are key skills teens and young adults need before they move away from home and live independently. So let's start there. Okay. I think this is a good one. At a glance, teens and young adults need to be able to manage day-to-day tasks on their own before moving away from home. Now, this, I'll go back to the title of our thought for today in a minute here. Learning how to shop and manage money is important for independent living. Some independent living skills are difficult for people with severe learning and thinking differences. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. When kids have severe learning and thinking differences, it's common wonder if they'll be able to live independently with the right preparation. Kids with a more severe learning disability or ADHD can succeed at living alone, but before they move out, they have to be able to manage day-to-day tasks on their own. Now, that's another concern, and I'm glad I'm on this site right here because it's not only, okay, we're looking at adults and saying young adults coming out of school, and we may consider them normal, and yes, they do have an advantage over some young adults coming out of school. They may have, like they say, learning disabilities, ADHD. They may have not just learning disabilities, but thinking disabilities, right, which is a part of learning. And they may be physically challenged as well. Kids also need to be emotionally ready to live alone. This means they have to be comfortable being away from their home for long periods. Here are key skills teens and young adults need before they move away from home and live independently. So, parents, are we teaching these things? Are we getting our young people ready to be productive citizens and moving out on their own? Number one, personal care. This includes personal Practicing good personal hygiene, such as taking showers and brushing teeth regularly. Taking part in activities to stay physically fit, such as joining a community softball team, or just taking a daily walk. You know, sometimes I'm surprised about the people who do not brush their teeth. And you think that that would be something that people would love to do, especially because you consume so many things in your mouth, you know. But if you can get that down pack, wash your face, brush your teeth, you know, comb your hair, you know, make sure you have clean hygiene, you take your shower, you have clean underwear. Especially where it's possible. You know, we're not talking about people that are homeless and out on the street and don't have anywhere to go or anywhere to wash their clothes, or they just don't have the things that we have to, like, just go in the washer, throw something in the washer, you know, laundry detergent and things like that. There are people that do not have access to things like that, and God forbid that that is part of our living today, but it is. Taking part in activities to stay physically fit, such as joining a community softball team or just taking a daily walk. But I'm saying, parents, teach your children their hygiene, good hygiene. And don't let them just go in the bathroom and run water and think they're doing something. Check on your children. Make sure they are cleaning their teeth. Make sure they are washing their face. Because I know I had a nephew that was doing just that. Going in the bathroom, running water. And here they're thinking that, okay, you know, he's taking care of himself. He's, check on your children. Because he was not. He got busted, and he was not doing that. So I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. So check on your children. Make sure they are cleaning themselves. And if they don't know how, show them how. Take the time to show them how. And it's a joy to be clean. It feels really good, okay? And share that with them. Okay, now we did. I got that mixed up with the next point. Taking part in activities to stay physically fit, such as joining a community softball team or just taking a daily walk. Softball teams, any type of sports, it helps to give your students structure. It also, you know, learning to listen to authority, especially if they want to be a part of something. The baseball team, basketball team, whatever sport it may be. My mother would always say, keep them boys in sports. Keeps them busy and their minds occupied. Because, you know, if they have too much room to think about things, then they may be out doing the wrong things, which will hinder their growth in one way. And it hinders them from really being out there in the world doing what they should be doing, right, instead of going to jail and other things. So I do like the fact that there is structure in sports. Make sure your children understand the dangers of smoking, drugs, alcohol, unprotected sex, and abusive behaviors. There are dangers in all those that have been named, and our young people need to know the dangers of it. It may not stop them from doing it, but they will think 2, 3, or 4, or 5 times before they do. If they trust you, if your children can trust you as their source of truth, and that's important too. You know, you're not just telling them these things because you're trying to stop them from living their life, and maybe some of their friends are doing it and they look like they're so happy doing it and getting over doing it. But no, you're looking out for their overall welfare and care, which can hinder them from being productive adults. Knowing when to seek medical care and how and when to take medication. I guess that's something else they need to know. Trouble with personal care can have a big impact on social and work relationships. That's why it's important to regularly involve kids in shopping for personal care items before they move out. This can help them understand how much these things cost, how often they need to be replaced. You can also encourage kids to keep a list of the personal care items they need and where to buy them. These are just nuggets you can put in your pocket or share with your children. When kids take medication like ADHD medication, it's important to work with them to create a list of the medicine they use and a calendar of the days and times they need to take it. They will need to know how and where to refill medication, too. Have your child practice calling the doctor and the local pharmacy to order prescriptions and make sure your child understands the dangers of ADHD medication abuse. For instance, it'll be important to store medication in a spot that's safe from roommates or visitors. Yes, there are many different things or situations we do have to deal with in our today's society, you know, because there are different health concerns and conditions that do exist and people do have to deal with and become comfortable with and know how to deal with it safely, you know. Okay, now we're going to talk about laundry. People who live on their own need to know how to do their own laundry. A good way to teach them how to care for their clothes is to break things down into steps. If your child doesn't know how to do laundry, practice at home. Create a list of laundry supplies. Then show your child how to sort dirty clothes, wash them and fold them and store them after they are dry. Now, I have this to say, parents. Just because you teach them and they get on their own, they may not follow that. But it's not that you didn't teach them. It's not that you didn't show them. They just decided they didn't want to do it. Another one is money management. People who live alone need to be able to manage a budget, pay bills, and withdraw and deposit money. This may be especially difficult for people who struggle with math. Work together to make a list of expenses for your child. Will have when living away from home. This includes rent, bills, food, medicine, personal items, and recreation activities. Be sure to highlight the things that have to be paid for on a regular basis so your child can budget accordingly. Now, how important is that? Work together to make a list of expenses your child will have when living away from home. This includes rent, bills, food, medicine, personal items, and recreational activities. Be sure to highlight the things that have to be paid for on a regular basis so your child can budget accordingly. So not only do you need a ledger and proof of income, what they will be bringing home from their paychecks, but what it's going to cost them. So you take your total that comes in. And I know I'm not telling you something that you don't know, and maybe some I am to some, you know. Then you write down your bills and what you have to do. And like they say, a lot of times our bills are more than what we're taking in. So then we have to eliminate some things because you have to be able to pay for the things that you need that are coming, your resources that are coming to you. And if you don't have the money to pay those bills, then you have to take a different strategy or different avenue. There are lots of apps that can help with money management and budget. Isn't that great that Google is equipped with all these things? Search online or in the app store of your smartphone. Encourage your child to try some apps and practice with them before leaving home. It's also important to consider what financial arrangement works for you and your child. If you plan on sending an allowance, then you may want to send money every 2 weeks like a paycheck. If your child has a credit card, be sure to set a limit. Figure out what the consequences will be for overspending and make sure your child is aware of them. So these things you can start at home. Keep in mind that some kids with profound learning disabilities may need financial support for life. If this is the case with your child, read about long-term financial planning. You need to teach your children how to prepare food, right? Preparing and storing food safely is key to good health. People who live on their own need to know how to plan meals in advance and how to shop for groceries. This includes buying items that will last a few days or longer. It also includes knowing which foods can't be stored for very long. Your child needs to know to buy these items one at a time so they don't go to waste. You may want to create a sample grocery list for your child. Talk about which items belong in a cabinet and which go in the fridge or freezer. You can also practice cooking simple meals together. Right? Isn't that fun? Okay, there's some other options here or information for you to prepare your children to be adults. I won't be able to go over them all this hour. Getting around, shopping, teaching money management to kids with learning and thinking differences. Learn about careers for kids with learning and thinking differences, including jobs for kids who don't want to sit at a desk. And if your child is in high school and has an IEP, read how IEP transition planning can help with preparing for young adulthood. Independent living is a serious decision. It's important that you and your child both feel ready for this task for them. So that goes along with my thought for today, the illusion of dependency. See, we don't want to have illusion of dependency, right? We want to, the security created by dependence is illusion. The reality of life is that anything external to ourselves can at any time vanish. What will we do then? Where is our life's anchor if it's not within ourselves? We suffer. Your life anchor is with Christ Jesus. And we will talk about that a little more in the next hour. So thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WGH Talk. Hopefully I said something that helps you, encourages you, something you can share with someone else. I like to listen to shows and talk shows, and I'll say, oh, you know, I learned today such and such and such and such. So hopefully I was able to share something with you. Yeah, you can say, oh, well, I heard this today on A Voice of a People live with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for your love, and I thank you for your support. I thank you for all you do. And those of you who knew I was in the dance competition, guess what? I won. Can you believe that? I won. I can't believe it, but I won. So thank you. And stay tuned for the next hour. We'll see what we can come up with for the next hour. Till next time, be blessed. Have a great weekend.